Loving you, baby, all night long. Love. Is anyone helping you?
No, and I've been waiting for over half an hour.
Oh, well, someone will be along soon.
Great day to be late.
Oh, how are you, Mojo?
Thought you'd been up all night. Moonlighting again?
No. As it happens, I had a social engagement which lasted longer than I had anticipated or could possibly have hoped for.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I've been trying to handle things here alone.
Oh, yeah? Where's Barney?
I had this guy, so Barney had to go out on a call with Dietrich.
Oh, thought we were getting some extra help.
Yeah,
but it's not here yet. So, in the meantime, you think you might take care of Miss Jacobs there? Who's getting kind of surly?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just requires a little special knack with the older types, you know what I mean? Miss Jacobs? Hi. I'm Detective Harris. If you'll have a seat right over there, we'll be right with you.
Both of you?
No, I meant me.
Then say what you mean, for heaven's sakes.
Get over there and sit down in that seat. Right there.
Morning, fellow detectives.
Morning, Levitt.
Morning, Levitt.
Anything going down?
Not much, Levitt.
I suppose I should take Sergeant Yamana's desk.
I suppose.
This thing go up any higher?
Okay, ma'am. The problem?
I want that smut shop closed down.
Well, ma'am, I'm going to need a little more information. Could you give me an address?
125 Christopher Street.
And the name of the establishment?
The Morrow Gallery.
But, ma'am, that's an art gallery.
So? It's still got smut in the windows.
Ma'am, it has a very distinguished reputation.
It also has very filthy paintings of naked women lying around on sofas. One filthy picture after another.
Well, ma'am, I mean, there are many people who admire such works.
To me, it's filth.
Well, you know the saying, one man's meat is... Strike that.
Well, first thing, what'd you hold? Yeah, I can hold.
Barney's been shot.
What? Where?
I don't know. I mean, the dispatch just called it in and put me on hold.
What happened, Vic?
I don't know.
Thank you.
dispatch knows is he was shot.
I'm trying Bellevue now.
I feel so helpless.
Look, man, he's gonna be okay.
First time in a month he goes out on a call. This happens.
Yeah.
I talked to Colvin. They haven't heard anything downstairs.
Yeah, he's talking to Bellevue right now.
If he needs blood, I'm available.
Yeah.
I'm also willing to donate certain organs.
Oh, please. Call St. Luke's, all right?
Right.
I'll call Mercy General.
I meant that about the organs.
Morning, Harris.
Levitt,
it
was
what,
nice.
Barney, what happened?
Well, I mean, you're all right. Well, what happened?
We ran into a robbery in progress at Hahnemann's Deli. Dietrich's on the way down to Manhattan South. A couple of suspects.
Part of dispatch said you got shot.
I did.
That's it?
Oh, it was just a graze. Went into St. Luke's emergency. They patched it up.
I was just calling there, sir.
You were calling hospitals? Well, they told us you were shot.
We were prepared for the worst.
Hey, I'm sorry. Listen, now, you know, it was just a communications follow-up. I hope I didn't cause you any undue anxiety.
Oh, no. Anxiety. Forget it, Bart. Nothing.
Well, it was pretty painful.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look at it.
I'll bet it was.
Well, we appreciate your cooperation. Barney?
Ma'am, why don't you just have a seat?
I spoke to the manager, and they got some pretty hot stuff going on over there. They got some Renoir, some Gauguin's, new stuff.
Nothing that could be termed
participatory.
Ma'am, what we have is a perfectly reputable art gallery exhibiting some admittedly frank, but perfectly acceptable artworks.
Bullhooey!
Ms. Jacobs, there is a vast distinction between a delicate Renoir nude and a pornographic picture.
What's that, sir?
One is art and one is, not.
That's very logical, sir.
Thank you.
I know some people enjoy these things. But let them do it in private. Do they have to flaunt them?
Oh, ma'am.
Set them up so that everyone is forced to look at them?
Please.
Is that fair?
Ma'am, all I can suggest is that you walk on the other side of the street.
Feisty little mother. Oh, speaking biologically, of course, sir.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Stan.
Hi, Liz. Hi. What brings you down?
Well, I was just in the neighborhood, and so I thought I'd stop in and say hello.
Hello?
I hear you got shot.
Oh, it was, how did you,
St. Luke's called. Something about insurance.
Liz, it was a scratch. Nothing, a paper cut would have been worse. Liz, I
I'll be in my office.
All calls?
Did I say that?
No, sir.
Screen them.
Yes, sir. Screen them. I'm beginning to understand his subtleties.
It's getting worse and worse. There are fewer and fewer of you out there. And there are more and more of them.
It just seems that way.
Well, I really wonder sometimes what it would be like to live somewhere else.
Such as
Long Island.
Long Island.
Connecticut?
Uh-huh.
Sweden?
Sweden?
It's very law-abiding there this time of year.
Talk about it.
Well, but nothing ever seems to happen.
I have a responsibility.
Well, sometimes, Barney, I really don't know how much longer... I don't know how much longer things can go on like this.
What kind of things?
I don't know. I'm just rambling.
Liz, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Well, if you say so.
Everything's fine.
Okay. Okay, everything's fine.
Got it. We're on our way. Disturbance. Guess where, Harris?
Yeah?
The Moreau Gallery, Christopher Street.
Oh, okay. Let's get it.
Right.
Hi.
Liz. Liz. Listen, why don't we think about going somewhere this weekend?
Sure, sure. Anything you say.
We'll talk about it when I get home, huh?
Okay. Bye.
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 Was that Mrs. Miller?
Yeah.
Past tense was unintentional.
Okay, Mrs. Jacobs, you remember the detective squad room? If you'll have a seat right over here, please.
This is more than just vandalism, you know. This is an assault.
All right, I am obligated to ask. What happened?
Well, Barn, apparently, after leaving here, Miss Jacobs went back down to the gallery and threw a bottle of shoe polish all over one of the paintings.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
And this is Mr. Levant. He's one of the owners of the gallery.
Why do I get all the crazy?
I'm not crazy, smut peddler.
Hold it down.
Excuse me, sir. Where should I put the painting?
Down.
Thank you, sir. Look at it. Desecrated. Ravaged.
All right, we'll try and straighten it out.
What can we straighten out, Captain? We're talking about a piece of art, not a TV set. A painting is a singularly unique, irreplaceable expression of one person's most intimate perceptions.
I understand
that. And that frame costs $70.
I take it you are pressing charges.
As a matter of principle, yes.
All right, Miss Jacobs, if you'll accompany Detective Harris, I'm afraid we're going to have to book you.
Someone had to do something.
Ma'am.
Mr. Levant, if you'll have a seat right here, please. Levitt, you want to get some information from Mr. Levant?
Interesting work.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You see how the subtle shadings of light and dark entwine to create a naturalistic yet eloquent symbol of the woman eternal?
Nice body, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Don't blame yourself.
What?
My wife walked out on me 2 years ago.
My wife hasn't walked out on me.
Suddenly, one day she says,
Mr. Loftus.
Milt, I can't handle it.
It's not necessary, Mr. Loftus.
And when we got married, she knew what I was. I mean, I told her right up front what it'd be like. The lousy hours, late evenings, temporary separations. And she agreed. Right? Well, didn't your wife agree?
Yeah.
Barnes? I got all the pertinent information on Miss Jacobs. What do you want me to do with her?
I don't know.
I know how you feel.
All right, let me see what I can do.
Here, come.
Mr. Levant, if Miss Jacobs agreed to reimburse you for the painting, would you consider dropping the charges?
That's fine with me. I'll need a check for $1,100.
I don't have $1,100.
That's unfortunate.
Look, can something be done to restore the painting?
Yeah, I suppose so, but it's not a cheap process.
I don't want it restored.
Miss Jacobs, if this painting can be restored, Mr. Levant may agree to drop the charges. What would it cost?
It's hard to say.
I said no!
Miss Jacobs, are you just being difficult, or is there something about this particular painting that disturbs you?
When was this thing painted?
I believe in the late 30s.
Lovely woman. It's you, isn't it? I could understand that modesty.
It wasn't meant for public viewing, don't you understand? It was a very personal thing. Oh, do whatever you want with it. I don't care. It's not important anymore.
Mr. Levant, in view of the circumstances, don't you think you can find it, find some way of absorbing the cost of restoring?
Absorb the cost?
Don't you think she's contributed enough to the painting?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Levan has agreed to restore the painting himself. You're free to go.
I want the painting.
That'll be $1,100.
I told you, I don't have that kind of money.
I'm sorry, Mr. Levan. Now, wait. Prices in the art world are not carved in stone. They are negotiable, are they not?
Yeah, I suppose.
Why don't you make him an offer?
$20.
Oh, God.
Make her a counteroffer.
$900.
$21?
This is ridiculous.
I'm sure you two will eventually agree on a price. Levitt, you want to help him down with the painting?
My pleasure, sir.
Mr. Levant, thank you for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Jacobs, goodbye.
Goodbye, Captain.
Professional curiosity. You were lovely.
Well, what do you say?
$700.
$23.
The frame alone is worth $70.
Get your coat. I got your bail ticket.
See? The system really works.
Harrison Dietrich check out already?
Uh-huh.
Listen, you might as well cut out, too.
Yeah, I was going to go after drop him off the side, but,
Okay, fine.
Well, I don't have to go now. You know, if you feel like talking.
Yeah, no hurry, Barney.
Go home.
Right, I'll see you.
Good night, Mr. Loftus.
Take it easy. I mean it.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh. Hey, lady, give him a break. I mean, you knew what you were getting into when you married him.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Who are you?
Just a friend of Barney's.
All right.
I came back to, clarify my position.
Oh. That'd be nice.
You know all those things I said earlier about wanting to be somewhere else? And so on and so on.
And so on.
Well, I meant it.
Oh? Well,
I know how important this job is to you.
But.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, Mrs. Miller. I worked up the manpower request and I gave it to Kogan.
Fine, Levitt.
If there's nothing else, I'll be checking out.
No, there's nothing else. Except to say I'm very pleased with your work today.
Thank you, sir. He's a remarkable man. I guess you know that.
Levitt.
Just thank God we didn't lose him.
Levitt!
I meant, may the force be with you. Sir?
you, Levitt. You know, in situations like this, one really must have a sense of humor, or else one must move to Sweden.
Sweden?
Just an expression, Levitt. Just an expression.
Oh, you mean like the country?
Same spelling, different meaning.
Oh. Well, good night.
Good night.
I love you.
I love you.
Wait for me, will you?
I always have.